welcome to another episode, episode 3 of the Average Black Girl Podcast. I am your host, Danielle Mitchell, and I'm here with Jedediah Charles, and he is a wealth of knowledge, and he's actually visiting Chicago this weekend from Orlando.
What up, what up?
One of my really good friends, and he actually went to a word camp event this weekend. It was a conference, the Word Chicago, and it was really informative. We networked a lot, and I just want anybody that's like, man, I really want to get into maybe computer building, WordPress, learning to do a podcast or anything like that. There are groups all over. So how we found about this event is we actually went on Meetup and just did a quick Google search, and we were able to find this fantastic event. And I want to challenge you guys to do the same. If there's something that you really want to hit this year, if there's any goals, or if you want to meet more people in a specific industry or topic, definitely utilize Meetup and these other organizations and apps that are for our everyday use. And Meetup is free. So I really want to plug that and just give that as one of the tip of the days. So we're going to get into what was one of the things that everybody was talking about at this WordCamp, and that is the GDR. So I'm going to let, first of all, Jedediah introduce himself. What do you do? How can people find you? And then let's get into GDR, because this is something that everybody needs to know. Just for a little bit of background, if you saw the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, being grilled like everyone did on the news for 3 days straight, this is the result of what happened. So we're gonna break that down so that everybody can understand and everybody can make sure that we don't, because of ignorance or because we don't know what's going on, make mistakes and really affect us for really the rest of your life. Social media, online stuff, we can delete it, but it never really goes away. And because of the shade room, because of Baller Alert, we know those post and deletes, not really posted and deleted.
Pretty much because of the introduction of the computer period, internet, whatever's online, it's going to stay there.
So go ahead and introduce yourself first. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I go by the name of Jedediah Charles, majored in information technology. Got my degree late because I didn't want to get debt. So, you know, shout out to all the debt-free kids out there. You did it right.
So what is GDR? And
GDR.
Let's get into it.
All right. GDR is a piece of legislation that was approved back in April 2016. So this was already in the works since 2016. And like I used to say this before, Trump is the greatest president of misdirection. Mm. Because while we was all sitting over here, oh, he this, he that, we not paying attention to the little things that are being slid into legislations, mm-hmm. things that will affect us from overseas. Because this is technically the European authorities is actually pushing this.
Okay.
So being that you have Google, Amazon, Microsoft, all your big tech companies, they have a huge presence overseas. Mm-hmm. Guess what? They have to abide by it. So if pretty much, you have to look at the UK as pretty much at the top.
Okay.
Of this world domination.
Okay.
Because if you haven't noticed, it goes into a whole bigger scenario, and I'm not trying to go off on a tangent, but pretty much, if the UK has to say, basically, if you notice, if anything goes through the UK and it'll affect American economics, mm-hmm. guess what happens? The American economics is going to either adapt to it, so that way we can still be in business with the UK, since, you know, it's kind of like Big Brother.
Right.
So GDPR is a legislation that was approved back in 2016. European authorities have given companies 2 years to comply to it because it's going to come into effect May 25th next month.
Okay.
This year.
Wow.
It replaces the previous law called the Data Protection Directive, and it's aimed at harmonizing rules across 28 nations in the EU bloc.
So what does that mean for us? Break it down.
This means pretty much anything that's being used to track you. Mm-hmm. As of right now, because of this whole the Informatica thing, it showed that your data was being sold.
Okay.
So now to prevent that, the UK basically says, hey, you are going to have to limit you're going to have to limit what data is being tracked. You're going to have to limit a lot of things that, in a nutshell, prior to this whole law, what Facebook was doing was basically using all your Facebook profiles. You guys were the product. Mm-hmm. You guys were the ones being pimped out. And what it was is that, let's say I'm Amazon or I'm Home Depot. What Facebook did was say, hey, we'll sell everybody over here who used the hashtag do it yourself or do it here. And these are some of the people who, you know, like whatever. And out of nowhere, you'll see
those ads
just pop up to you. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know Facebook, Google, all these guys are using deep learning. In other words, artificial intelligence.
Yes.
The way how this is going to affect us now, if you guys haven't seen Facebook changes every 2 weeks. Remember back in the day how Facebook, if you didn't like to see anybody's post, you can say, hide this post. Mm-hmm. Now, the more you do that, it's basically limiting your presence. Facebook has now just said, okay, well, we don't need the GDPR law to go and affect us. We can do it alone ourselves. So every like you have, the more you post about subjects like that, you'll see a whole lot more. The ones that you want to, like, for anybody who's doing marketing, the GDPR affects you, because even Facebook says, hey, we're not going to be focusing on a lot of markets. We're going to be focusing on the personal accounts, like Danielle Mitchell, mm-hmm, or Jedediah Charles.
Right.
You know, because when Facebook originally started, it was more so to connect with friends and family.
Right.
And then it just became one big whole business marketing platform. Mm-hmm. It not only affects Facebook. If you guys have looked into your email accounts, your email was also being tracked. Gmail sent out a notice policy change. Mm-hmm. Yahoo sent me a notice policy change.
Yeah.
Your emails are being tracked. So Facebook is not the only platform entity.
To be start tracking.
Twitter.
Yeah, everybody.
Instagram.
Tracking.
Anybody who is basically being tracked by location, Airbnb. All these apps that came and created out of the blue because of, you know, cash tracking, GPS tracking, all these guys are going to be affected. However, the one who's not going to be affected too much are your big tech players. The data that you've submitted, mm-hmm, is now no longer owned by you. Mm-hmm. So what this means is anything you submit, Facebook basically keeps that data.
Right.
You have a right to view that data, but it's up to the company to keep it.
Okay.
Same thing with Microsoft.
And you see that. You see certain posts being, certain exactly. people being sent to Facebook jail, or certain posts. Like, I remember the Shade Room was taken down completely on Facebook for a couple months because
they were too viral. They were too viral. But, you know, big shout outs to them, you know, because that was a female. I think one of the CEOs, she's female. Mm-hmm. So shout outs to them, because that's how impactful they were.
Yeah. I mean, they still are. They're back and better than ever.
True. I guess to put it all in a close, GDPR will definitely affect a lot of small businesses, because we rely on marketing, advertising. So now, instead of going through our fan pages,
you got to go back to your personal.
You got to go back to the personal.
And he made a statement like that. He made a whole, mm-hmm, announcement. And so as soon as he made that announcement, immediately started posting more on my personal. And if I go like live, I'm going live on my personal and my fan page. And just making sure, like, I still am doing my fan page, because that's how a lot of people are able to do sponsored content through their following. Mm-hmm. But it just makes more sense to make sure that you're following the rules. It changes, so right. You got to kind of stay up to date on what's going right. on, especially if you don't know Instagram is owned by Facebook. So when one changes, they all change. So
exactly.
Now people are saying that you should take your Instagram business page and turn it back to personal. So it's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Damn, I gotta do that.
We'll see. That's what I'm hearing in these groups. But I want to make this kind of more real for you guys. So this is what's going on. 92% of recruiters look at and use social media to find high quality candidates. 46% of job candidates were denied jobs because they posted provocative or inappropriate photographs or information.
Wow.
And then to bring it all home, 48% of job candidates were denied jobs because they posted information about them drinking or using drugs. So I know that we talk about a high level, but these are some stats. People are being affected, whether in a good way, because you can use social media for good. You can use it for positive or for a bad. So you kind of want to start thinking, okay, how am I being viewed? And maybe that's as easy as just asking your friends, like, yo, what are you getting from me? Am I too confrontational? Are the debates too much? What do you see? I had a friend that was like, what do you see? Because I post every day, but it seems like people are only coming on my page to argue, and I'm thinking that they're trolling. And I'm like, they may be trolling, or it may be that those posts just get more engagement, and so they see those, and we don't see your positive ones.
Right.
So taking it a step out and saying, okay, maybe not everybody's out to get me. Maybe it is the analytics. And so to cop you back on that, it is true. People are seeing those things.
Now, to kind of go a little bit more in depth with that, mm-hmm. Shout outs to the people at WordCamp 2018 up in Chicago. these guys, just Saturday, I'm walking in, volunteer, mm-hmm. met a brother mm-hmm. out of Orlando. He flew up here as well, too.
Okay.
He basically said, because the way how Facebook is now, every post that you see that you like,
uh-huh.
you'll see a lot more.
More of those, yep.
Any post that you love, you'll see a lot more of those. So just for the heck of it, everybody just do this as an experiment. Every proposal you see that's on your timeline,
mm-hmm.
hit the love button. And then do that just for one day, Sunday.
Okay.
You could do it today. You could do it tomorrow. You could do it starting the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Hit love on, you know, cute things. Puppies, kids acting a fool, kids doing, you know, cute romantic stuff or whatever.
Right.
Proposals, wedding proposals. And literally try. It's going to be kind of hard because the addiction to Facebook is real.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to like anything the following week and the following week after that. And just scroll through your timelines.
Okay.
Scroll through your timeline. This is basically deep learning. This is what algorithms are.
So you're messing up the algorithm by doing that? Like, what is the...
Pretty much.
Okay.
Because
now, and you was telling me offline that it's not even liking. You want to start loving those things.
Or those
three things.
You want to
support your friends. You want to start loving their right. posts and their pictures instead of just liking it.
Right.
Because that counts in... More loves get higher engagement, and they'll push that even further.
They'll push
than the
it
likes.
Even further.
They won't push the.
They won't. They'll probably push. They'll probably push a little bit more likes, but the
what about
loves,
the angry ones?
The angry ones. The way how they kind of walk around that, mm-hmm. it's how much comments you're getting.
Okay.
Comments also matter. So if you put comments like "Yeah, whatever," that doesn't really mean anything. But if you start posting like in-depth conversation,
like a paragraph.
Paragraphs stating your points,
mm-hmm.
Facebook is learning who you are.
So all those comment one, if you're ready for the next topic, they've on to you. So they know
they
that
figured out, okay, this is how you
they're
promote
trying to play, yep.
So it, man, just that knowledge set alone, I couldn't even really focus the rest of the day. Until they called me down to go help serve lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the entire time, I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do you beat this algorithm?
Right.
So you can't really beat it because it requires part of you. It requires not only you putting out better content,
mm-hmm.
it also requires the people around you to support you.
Right.
So if the way how they're doing this, try to look up YouTube, WeChat. This is the Chinese version of Facebook.
Okay.
WeChat does everything.
So Facebook is kind of copying off of WeChat, is that what you're saying?
They're getting close.
Okay.
And they're using AI to do it, but however, the China government has been using AI since day one. Well, not really day one, but their educational system is far more advanced, to where just by how you act or how you respond
mm-hmm.
can tell so much about you.
So let's bring it back to a personal level so that people, with all this information, what can you do? One, you definitely want to not incriminate yourself, right?
Facts.
That's one of the main things that you can take away. So what does that mean? Well, if you're throwing shady comments and that could lead to a whole Facebook war or whatever, you may want to stop with that. Let's go the Beyonce route, where we only expose things that we want to expose, right? So let's think about that, because if other people, if you say something shady and someone else that you know comes and gives some incriminating content, that's still out there. So now it's not just what you're posting, it's what you're insinuating or what other people can impose, right? So that's one thing.
Right.
I think that the next thing that you want to do is, now, before it was like, we gonna schedule our accounts and our pictures and everything on Sunday. We're gonna use these tools and it's gonna be great. But now it's not so much as quantity, but quality. Right. And what does that mean? So now you wanna think, okay, what do people like from me? If people like you looking really fly in pictures, give them what they want. Also, you wanna increase your engagement. So what does that mean? You need to start figuring out what kind of discussions that you want to have. Right.
Basically, complete
your sentences. Complete your sentences, but also come up with like discussions. Like, what about having discussion of the day or discussion of the week? And you have one post that is great that has all these discussions. And it can be a really nice picture of you, and then the comment section or the description section has a lot of information. Or it can be you're just having a topic where you're asking for people's opinions. And know that you're doing this because the more that you do well, the higher they'll promote you. Think of it like, I want to say, the honor system or the reward system, right? Mm-hmm. Teachers' pets are teachers' pets because they give and they're smart and they make teaching enjoy.
Right.
Versus, oh, I was the bad kid and everybody knew me, but everybody knew you, but everybody don't want to mess with you. And they were happy that you were gone. You know what I mean? So you got to start thinking of it like that. Like, good news, bad news, trending topics matter, trending likes matter, but knowing your people and engaging with what they like is so important.
Right.
And so I think that that comes to the point where you want to start figuring out, now, who do I engage in? So if you have people that maybe you've been friends with from high school, but y'all do not communicate, it may be time to get rid of them because they're messing up your algorithm. And if this is business, this is business, right?
Damn.
You got to start thinking about that. You got to start thinking about that.
Well, here's the thing. Now we're going, you're getting into more sort of philosophy of, you know, what constitute really as a friend. Like,
if I Facebook friend, really.
Okay.
Not just a friend, a Facebook friend.
This is why sometimes technology, like, it will expose, like, some of the core demons of you sometimes.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's like, if you didn't have this technology, that's the technology brings presence to a new playing field of how you define your friendships.
Right.
Back in the day, how did you make friendships? Going outside playing.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know a picture was sacred to you? It sat there right on in your family's counter in that album book.
Right.
Nobody didn't know about all of it. Now we posting it up like, hey, look at my family. Hey, we're posting stuff personal to us, looking for assurance.
And so I think that can be used two ways, right? I think that before, a lot of people, especially just like the culture between a man and a woman, or between women, period. Like, social media is forcing me to publicly acknowledge you.
Right.
Why do I have to send you a text saying congratulations? Why can't I say it both? Why can't I say it publicly, congratulations, when you have hit a goal or bought a house or had a baby or something, so that I am publicly acknowledging you and your accomplishments? Same thing when now kind of it goes into dating. Like, before, a lot of times, like, what I do behind closed doors, I may not acknowledge you in person, in public. And it's like, well, who told you that that's okay to not acknowledge people? And that's different than like making a secret or posting and stuff like that.
True, but I'm
saying, like, I can acknowledge you as a human.
As a human, but okay, take away technology. Are you not still a human?
But are you acknowledged? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say we go to an event.
Okay.
And I act like I don't know who you are.
Goddamn.
Act like I don't see you.
Okay.
Some people do that, especially like, you know, within the dating culture. They'd be like, it's not my business, blah, blah. It's like, why are you accepting that this person doesn't acknowledge you in public?
Well,
and now Facebook is pushing that for anything. So let's go ahead and give three pros and three cons of the social media. So I'll go first.
I think
my pro of social media can also be a con, and that's comparison. I think that comparison is healthy to a certain extent. I think that sometimes, specifically within like Black women, we compare to a point that is not healthy. So one way that it's healthy is, okay, am I on track, right? Mm-hmm. If I see my friends are doing well, that's going to push me to do well too. Mm-hmm. I always think that I am at the top of the tank, then I may kind of slow back because I think that I'm just so ahead of everybody else. But if I have people that are my equal, then we're constantly pushing off of each other, building off each other, and being motivated off of each other, right? A lot of times people are like, Obama didn't do anything for the Black community. And then some people are like, well, Obama created, if he didn't do anything for the Black community, he created hope, right? And so people are saying that that's what they did. The same people kind of were very judgmental at Jay-Z, and they were like, well, what if Jay-Z can do more? And then Jay-Z was like, when people look at me, they're inspired. If I'm doing nothing else, I'm inspiring people. So that means something, right?
To inspire, yes.
Then there's comparison to the point where I lose sleep because I'm not where such and such is. Or I want people around me that are good as long as they're not as good as me, right? That can be where it's unhealthy and you gotta kind of just check yourself. So that's one thing. Do you have a pro and a con?
Pro and a con. To piggyback off of that, if I ain't tell y'all anything, remember this. Pro of social media, it will allow you to connect to everyone. However, there is a con. How you present yourself. Don't incriminate yourself. And especially with, you know, data being freely collected of you, there is a layer that you need to put in advance of yourself. So with social media, it is very easy for folks to incriminate you because you're giving away yourself. Like, tell where you're going. Like, hey, I'm going to be over here in Cancun. If you're somebody close, this is where, you know, somebody who doesn't like you, they know where you are. They know, you know, it's very easy for them to pretty much track you.
Right. Or rob your house when you're not there. Exactly. That's happens over and over again.
Exactly.
And then the last two things that I think are great is one, being able to know stuff. I think that we no longer can use the I didn't know. There's, if you don't know, you can find out. If you aren't really sure, you can ask somebody that is an expert on that. So long are the days of like ignorance is bliss. And I think that more people are becoming more accountable and then self-accountable, right?
Right.
Even like the how men treat women and stuff. They'll be like, okay, even if that's what I grew up with, I know that that's not right. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm changing myself. So I think that that's an amazing thing to do. And then again, one of the cons to make it even is the fact that sometimes, depending on how much of a disciplinary you are, you can waste a lot of time. It can be a big time waster, and depending on how you deal with that, that can lead into depression or not being productive, and that can really bite you in the foot when it's really time. So for me, I think that it's healthy and it's not. It's a blessing and it's a curse. And it's like anything in life. Too much of one thing is not a good thing. And so when you have that, then you're able to say, okay, cool. Like, I have people all the time that take social media breaks. And it's because you need to. And kudos for you to knowing that. So that's going to lead me into my tip. So we're going to talk about my session on LinkedIn today. So today is our third and last session of LinkedIn. And what I want to talk to you about is this Google Chrome extension that I came in contact with that I absolutely love. It is called the LinkedIn Helper.
Let me go ahead and find this.
So the LinkedIn Helper is amazing. First of all, it has 2 weeks of free trial, so you can try it out. And then it's only $15 a month starting out. And if you want to get the premium, you can, but all you need is the $15 a month one. And so what it does is it's an automation tool. So what is an automation tool? An automation tool is when you are doing something and you're not physically there. So when people are like, you need to make money while you're asleep, that's automating. LinkedIn Helper, you can actually decide what kind of person you're looking through all of these different areas. You can pick people with the same name as you or a particular name, particular job title, particular company, where they went to school, their geographic location, all types of things. So this is how I personally am using LinkedIn Helper. Say I'm trying to find someone and I want to have them be my client. And I know that I do really well teaching teachers. So I can say that I'm looking for educators in the Chicagoland area, and then I can just collect. So I collect maybe 300 people, and then I invite. Once you collect, then you invite people. And so you come up with a message that's going to sound very, very customizable, like it's coming from you, but it's something that is generated. So I always say, hi, first name. So it's always going to give that person's first name. I'm looking to connect with educators in the Chicagoland area. And then I just send that, and people respond and they accept. So that's great if I'm looking for a client. Maybe now I'm looking to connect with someone that I can partner with. So now instead of saying educators, I'm going to go and say marketing professionals. And I'm going to say, I did Chicago. I really want to have a big presence in Atlanta. Let me say that I'm looking for marketing professionals in the Atlanta region. And so I say the same thing. Hi, first name. I'm looking to connect with marketing professionals in the Atlanta region. And I do that for another 300. And then once they accept, I reach out further. Hey, I'm looking to put on a project. I'm looking to put on an event. Right. Whatever you want to do. Right. Now let's say that, okay, I really want to work at a job, right? I really want to work at Pinterest, and I've been trying to work with them for forever. So you can say, hey, I'm looking to connect with, hi, first, I'm looking to connect with employees at Pinterest. And you can just leave it like that. And you apply after you've already connected with people, because what do people do? We already told you about the statistics. Over 90% of people, recruiters, are looking for your social media. So how much more of a leg up do you have if you're already connected with the HR person or the person that is going to be your director, your report, right? You're ahead of the game, and you can actually start emailing people like, hey, I have an interview. Can you give me some tips? Or can I just talk to you for 5 minutes, 15 minutes? Can we meet for coffee? It's in your region. There's so many things you can do if you are strategic with LinkedIn and really any social media, right? So that'd be a great one for them if you want to work there. Or maybe let's say that, okay, I want a sponsorship. So I've been really, 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 really using a whole bunch of tools from Salesforce. And I just really want to be a spokesperson for Salesforce. Right. And I want to have a discount code for them. So why not hit up people in Salesforce, and not just anybody? You can literally find people that are in charge of customer engagement or for outreach. And that is the person that's ultimately going to approve you as a brand. And you can Google people that do customer outreach, period. And now you can find customer outreach for McDonald's team, for all these advertisers, for all these products, for Under Armour, anybody, right? You can be as specific or as broad as you need to be. And that is going to save you a lot of time and heartache, right? If you're looking for a McDonald's, you don't want to hire or connect with everybody that works at McDonald's. It just doesn't make sense, right? A fry cook cannot help you with a sponsorship. So you really need to get into either the marketing department or the person that's in charge of the community engagement or the person that's in charge of sponsorships. You really gotta be specific, especially when you're dealing with these large corporations. Everybody's not a decision maker, but a lot of people will act like they are, right? Because it makes us feel better. You'll act like you're the man, but they have no say. You're wasting your time because you don't know what you're looking for. So understanding exactly how I can utilize my time on social media to make money for me, to make my profile look like it is this badass, amazing, lead-generating, profit-generating guru, will help you in the long way. It's something that's going to keep giving. Because like I told you, if you Google your name and LinkedIn pop, that's 9 times out of 10 where people will start. People like to stay on the page of Google. They don't like to go anywhere else. They hate hitting that button. So if you're making sure that that first page, all of those things are nothing but great articles, your blog, your amazingness, your reviews of clients, clients leaving you reviews and your praises, what bad could happen? You're looking at yourself and you are nothing but you know, just negativity or stuff that doesn't show that you are competent, or if you have been blackboxed by an industry, then you're in a bad situation. And it's not God. It's not that life is unfair.
Stop giving the devil the credit too.
Right. This is something that you can change, and you can change this very fast, right? How it works is, now that you know that, hey, I need engagement, engagement matters. If you are more specific with what kind of content you're popping out, then the most popular content will be the thing that pops up. So your negative content, if you're able to beat your negative with your positive as far as engagements, likes, and shares, then you're in a better place as well. So all in all, you are in control of how people view you, what you put on social media, and what overall is the general synopsis of what I think you are, what you represent. And we put more of that accountability onto us than technology and social media, then we're just in a better place, period. And that's something that you can lead throughout life, right? Thanks. Bad things can happen to you, but you're not a bad person. And if you decide that you can change that and that I'm going to do that with these steps, then that's amazing. So I end all this to say that self-accountability should be the ending tone for this message. We are in charge of what we're doing. And if you feel like I am just a train wreck, I don't even know, like throw the whole year away. Like, we got more than half the year left. So let's take that mentality out and let's start with just doing three things. I like to do three things at least every week. I may have a goal of 100 things, 10 things, 20 things, and depending on how life goes, if I have a bad day or if I just need to take a break, if I still completed three things, then I feel good. I feel good about myself. I'm not overthinking. My mind isn't going to all these crazy places because I am still moving forward. So if you're like that, if you know that sometimes you can be in your own way and your mind can get in your own way of how great you can be, then I suggest that you take what I do and do the three things. Start with three things, and then as you're moving, like I say, things come in seasons. If you're having a blessing season, then push everything out, because seasons come and go, and you want to make sure that you're preparing yourself for when it's not your season of prosperity and productivity and you're going through something. And that's it. So I would love for you to leave tips on how you deal with productivity and how you deal with going through life and making sure that, you know, life is hard, but it don't have to be that hard. A lot of things that we have, they are because we brought them there. There are man-made decisions that we are having to deal with. So what are some tools that you do to make sure that you're able to get through life not as hard as the next person? All right, guys, so you can reach me at averageblackgirl.com, on Instagram and Facebook at averageblackgirl, on Twitter you can find me at AVG Black Girl, and on Pinterest you can find me at A Black Girl 2015. I will talk to you soon. Bye.